100 years ago, the Czechoslovak Assembly decided on the name of the new republic's currency, the koruna. Despite a variety of original proposals, the delegates ended up being rather conservative in their choice, voting for a name that had also been used for the currency of Austria-Hungary. To commemorate the date, the Czech National Bank has issued a rare collection of gold-silver coins. Tom McEncrough reports.
In a secretive reform initiated in March 1919, Finance Minister Alois Rašín gave the order to start invalidating Austro-Hungarian banknotes and printing a new type of currency, Czechoslovak crowns. Historian Jana Čechurová from the Department of Czech History at Charles University says Mr. Rašín's decision came at the right time.
He was very straightforward, the right man for a crisis. He came out with a brave, categorical solution that separated the currency of Czechoslovakia from that of Austria-Hungary. It was a successful initiative that ended up helping the Czechoslovak economy and subsequently also its society and politics.
However, there is a twist to the seemingly straightforward story. Alois Rašín never counted on the crown becoming the single official currency, says Czech National Bank archivist Jakub Kunert.
His idea was that two parallel currencies could exist in the state. On the one hand, a gold standard Czechoslovak franc, on the other hand, fiat money in the form of the crown.
The official name, the Czechoslovak crown, only appeared in April 1919, and plans to maintain the franc ended in 1925, when it became clear that backing up Czech currency through the gold standard would be impossible. Other ideas for how to name the currency included the beet, falcon, lion, denarius and groschen. The design for the 10, 20, 200 and 500 crown banknotes came from Alfons Mucha, who included the portraits of his own wife and daughter in the designs. With no central bank at the time, printing had to be done primitively in letter presses, which made falsifying banknotes easy. The highest value banknote at the time was the red 5,000 crown note. It has since become a very rare collectible item, says Lukáš Funk from the National Museum's Department for Numismatics.
It was modelled on the Austro-Hungarian 1,000 crown banknote from 1902, which used the same motif. It is valuable because we only know of 36 being printed. Today, there are just 7 or 8 such banknotes in the Czech Republic. The rest is in collections abroad. Buying a banknote today would cost you somewhere between 2.5 and 5 million crowns.
Those thinking of securing their own rare coin that may prove valuable in 100 years' time have reason to hope. The Czech National Bank issued a special two-metal commemorative 2,000-crown coin on Wednesday. The coin features an inlay made out of gold mined on Czech territory in the 1920s, surrounded by a silver circle stamped with the words Czechoslovak crown 1919-2019 in Czech. The bank has minted 7,200 pieces, which can be bought at selected Czech and Slovak stores featured on the bank's website.